Hello, everyone, and welcome back to LifePoints Drivecast. My name is Kevin Hover, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. And today I'm going to be sharing with you what I've been focusing on in my devotional life. Lately, I've been spending time taking a macro level view of the Bible and looking at just how the entire Bible is, in fact, one overarching story. By taking this larger view of the Bible, I gain a new appreciation for the consistency and inerrancy of God's Word. The Bible consists of 66 books written by over 40 authors over a 1,000-year period, and it is amazing to me at the consistent message from cover to cover, and it is this: God reclaims worshipers to fill the earth with His glory. This story is broken into six basic themes: God's creation, the fall of mankind, God chooses a nation, God provides a savior, God ushers in the church age, and God promises complete restoration. We learn all the way back in the beginning of Genesis that God has always existed, and He spoke everything into being except for man and woman. He uniquely created us in His own image and commanded us to care for the earth. Everything was in perfect harmony. God and man and nature, and human relationships. However, man chose to sin against God, and in order to restore this brokenness, God made a covenant with the nation of Israel. He gave them His law and promised that He would never forsake them. He promised that the Messiah would come from this nation and save His people. The remainder of the Old Testament illustrates Israel's disobedience and sometimes outright rebellion against God, yet God remained faithful in His covenant with Israel. In the Gospels, we are introduced to God the Son, who is our Savior, Jesus Christ. He was fully man and fully God. His birth, life, death, burial, and resurrection fulfilled God's plan and satisfied God's wrath against sin. His atoning sacrifice defeated sin and Satan and death forever. His resurrection ushered in the Holy Spirit, which began the church age. The church literally means sent out ones, which perfectly reflects Jesus' great commission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that He commanded. God's gathering of those He saved through the person and work of Jesus Christ into a new family began with the sending of the Holy Spirit in Acts 2 and continues throughout the New Testament letters and all the way through to today. We also learn of God's future promise to restore the earth to its original design before man sinned against Him. He will gather His people to rule and reign over a new heaven and a new earth, purified from the brokenness of sin. By taking a step back and looking at the overall message of the Bible from a much larger perspective, we gain an appreciation for just how amazing our God is and how we are so blessed to be called the children of God. It also helps us when we share the gospel with others because we are able to tell the entire story from cover to cover with greater clarity. I'm going to lead us into a time of prayer, and then I'm going to give you some time to pray silently on your own. Dear Lord, we are so grateful that You gave us Your Word. Your Word is true. You are a creator of all things. You made us in Your image, and we are grateful that You provided a way out of our sin and brokenness by giving Yourself. We thank You for Your atoning sacrifice. We thank You for redeeming us and reclaiming us to Yourself. Lord, we ask that You give us opportunities to share this story with others. We ask that You bring people into our lives so that we can have these conversations openly, freely, and we ask that people would respond in faith and repentance. Lord, we love you and we ask this in your Son's name.